Good morning, everyone. Today is the 13th of May, Sunday morning, 2018. Sometimes, as I go through my life, I kind of have to pinch myself, as it were, realizing everything that has happened. And it kind of reminds me of the passage in Peter. It says, "Think it not strange, this fiery trial." We all have had fiery trials in our lives that we have to face. And the only way we can face them is with God, God alone. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego certainly had a fiery trial to face, a literal fire. They were cast into the fiery furnace, and there was one seen likened to the Son of God in that fiery furnace with him. And God is in the fiery furnace with us as we go through life. Sometimes we may not sense that he's with us. Sometimes he may seem far away. But he's there all the time for his elect. Now the scripture says, "Shall he not avenge his own elect who cry unto him day and night? He surely will avenge them speedily." And so our prayer should be, "Have mercy upon me, O God. Show me your loving kindness in the morning." And you know, we go through a lot of things in our lives, and you know, we didn't choose to be born into this world. You hear Mark snoring. He's cutting logs. It's amazing. He's totally quiet until I start these devotional periods, then he starts cutting logs. Anyway, he's a very loud snorer. Anyway, in the 6th chapter of John, we're reminded, he says, verse 37, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." That's one of the reasons why we need to cry out for mercy to him daily, because he will not be unhearing of our cries. "This is the Father's will which has sent me, that all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but I should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him have everlasting life, and I will raise them up at the last day. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." Well, he also said, "The spirit that quickeneth the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father." That is the doctrine of election, predestination, and the sovereignty of God in salvation. That's what that is. Very succinctly taught by Christ himself. And if we look back in the 65th Psalm, Psalm 65, we read verse 4, "Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and cause us to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth and them that are far off upon the sea, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. Well, there's great, strong consolation when we go. I remember when I first came across the sixth chapter of John. It's about 37 years old. And what an impact that chapter had, especially that 37th verse. Also, the 29th verse had an impact on me too. Jesus answered and said unto them, "This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent." This is the work of God. It's not the work of man. It's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. We have nothing to boast in of ourselves. We were dead in our trespasses and sin. And we were born and conceived in sin. And so our only hope is in Christ. This is his, 1 John 3:23 says, "This is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of the Son of Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave his commandment. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." 1 John 3:1. Well, I'm glad that it's the work of God, not the work of man. I'm glad that all the Father has given him shall come to him. And him that come to him, he will in no wise cast out. God bless you this morning in a special way.